Antique Machines is speaking. Can I help you?
Hey, yeah, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here and looking for Terry.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Yeah.
Can you spell that?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like yeah, Foxtrot.
Okay. And you said it was Kevin?
Kyle.
Kyle. Alright, and this is regarding?
It's in regards to some financing you guys are doing over there with Wells Fargo.
Can you hold on a second, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, this is Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah, do you, have a second to chat here?
Sure.
Yeah, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff. Just wanted to follow up. We, sent out a couple finance offers your way in the mail a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based off some work you did for, some equipment over there with Wells Fargo. Does that sound familiar?
Equipment from Wells Fargo?
Yeah, it looks like a couple years back, maybe. Oh, actually, back in 2010, quite a ways back, actually. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, well, based off that relationship you had with them over there, we had you pre-approved for some equipment capital. So just wanted to see how business was going over there for you this summer.
Pretty good. Getting ready to go to the IMTS show in September. Not sure what that'll hold, but I usually like to do something there, capital-wise. So
okay.
What rate am I at, and how much did you approve me for?
Well, it's not an approval, it's just a pre-approval, so we based it off that relationship you had over there with Wells, and so we were able to get you pre-approved for $250,000, and the capital program, we based off of your sales, so it's not too much to do with credit. So we're able to lock around 10 to 15% of your top line there. Let me ask you this, if you don't mind me.
What's the rate?
Well, we actually don't have a set rate because there are a number of different factors that go into it. And kind of depends on like the current health of your business and whatnot. But, if you don't mind me asking, what did you do in sales last year?
$3 million.
$3 million? Okay. And, how much would you possibly be looking for in capital?
I don't know. Depends on what I find, but probably less than 350,000.
Less than 350. Okay. Yeah.
I got a guy that usually I can just call him up and say, John, I want, you know, whatever. And if it's under like $500,000, he just gives it to me.
Yeah, and that's definitely something we could do over here for you as well. I know you got. It sounds like you have a pretty good relationship with John, I think you said. But we are also, we pride ourselves in trying to create the same relationship there. And that's our main goal. If when we when we lock down a new client, is to have that be the ultimate end game. Is really they'd be able to call us and tell us what they need, and you know we can kind of just send them over.
And where are you located?
We're actually in San Diego, Southern California. And so where would you be needing that capital for? What do you pick up at that show usually?
Capital equipment.
Okay.
CNC machines.
Yeah, definitely. So you usually pick them up brand new, or is that like a used one there too? Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And any particular CNCs in mind that you're looking to get, or...
No.
No? Okay.
I decided after the show.
Oh, okay. Kind of get to look around and see what you got going on over there. And you said it's coming up in September, right?
It is.
Do you know what weekend that it is? Or is it kind of throughout the week?
It's during the week. It's the 12th.
It's the 12th. Oh, okay. So, and do you go to that every year?
It's every other year.
Oh, every other year. Okay. Well, that's great. That's usually pick up a few machines there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so how would you rate your credit, possibly?
How would I rate my credit?
Yeah, like good, bad, somewhere in between.
I don't know. I'm not a banker. They don't hassle me too much, so I think it's probably pretty good.
Okay, and you usually give your guy John...
Is it personal credit you're talking about, or my business?
Well, we look at both, just... because we want to make sure you don't have any tax liens against you on your personal side. But if you did finance through us, the equipment would go on your business credit that way. But we just like to check both to see, you know, what we're working with. But the thing, reason I ask is we actually do straight equipment financing here as well. So that's a little bit different program there.
Like with, leasing?
Yeah, not necessarily just leasing. We do offer that, but we can actually get it set up to where we send the money directly to where you're buying the equipment from.
Can you hang on a second? I'm getting another call.
Of course.
Can you hang on? Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Can you? She just got another call and she can't finish with you right now. Could you call back tomorrow or?
Yeah.
A message.
Well, yeah. She sounded like we might be able to help her out with some things over here. Should I leave her with my number and maybe she could give me a call if she has a second?
How about? Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. That's 858.
858.
252-1490.
490. And it's still Kyle, right?
Yeah, Kyle with Cardiff. And she might be looking at some equipment coming up at that show she's going to. So I was trying to get her helped out with that. So tell her if when she has a second, go ahead and give me a call back over here. If not, I'll maybe touch up tomorrow around the same time, see if she has a second to chat.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, so, and it's 858-252-1490. Yes?
Yep, that's right. Oh, and that's my direct dial, so that'll come straight to me.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.